This next poem is, I suppose, somewhat influenced by horror movies, especially late-night black-and-white horror movies. At least that's how it seemed to start. There's no particular one I'm thinking of, but they all seem to work the same way. This is called You, Me, and the Thing. Glimpse through the half-open curtain, we seem to be content as we are. My chair, your cigarettes, the remains of dinner. Or perhaps there are no curtains, and this is the night for driving. We kiss and converse and rub our knees on the black dashboard. Then suddenly the air grows thick, peculiar, and we hear the telltale scrape of branches across the windshield. Here it is, the thing. My scream is dark and shiny with lipstick as the Chevy groans and something lumbers up through the midnight wood. It throws you down and bashes the handsome panic from your face. It carries me off in a faint, slip rustling, tits pushing up like turrets gone askew in a hurricane. We're doomed to rehearse this scene endlessly till one of us gives up. Armored, tendrilled, glittering, and fanged, crude alien or elaborate jabberwock, it still oozes and emanates nearby. Glimpse through the window, glimpse through the half-shaded window while cruising at 30,000 feet, rests a bulging cloud shaped like a tortoise, like the great tortoise which is the world. It's easily mounted on the fleecy mist. It discloses, briefly, the delicious order of the roads laid out across the desert like marks of the thinnest bearable brush. I can see this leviathan expand over the tilted wing, moving this way. I'm writing you a brave letter. As a burst of turbulence rattles the seats, I lean back, eyelids trembling, pen at a loss over the page. I won't try description or memory. Both of us will only yield to every day that gathers up and forms our very own creature, materialized again from the dreamy white menagerie of the sky.